Okay. We're in Parakhes in Yisod Yetzirah. And just to review, so we can understand what the Rambam's going to do in Parakhes, I know there's some questions on how the signs and wonders work by the prophet. We'll come back to that, because the Rambam will as well. But for now, what he wanted to set up at the end of Parak Zion is first is he explained what makes Moshe Rabbeinu different than other prophets. Okay, and number two, to emphasize that when a prophet or a regular prophet would deliver a message to the Jewish people, he would start off normally with an oath, with a sign, some type of miracle, and then proceed to deliver the message, implying that the belief in the sign was an important component of the belief in the prophet. So this is where, this is a very important point that Rambam brings up in Halacha Aleph, which shows how Moshe Rabbeinu's status and who he was made him so much different. So he says it is. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu lo hamino bo Yisrael b'nei ha'osa sh'asa. So the first thing he says is, don't think that the Jewish people had faith or belief in Moses, in Moshe's status as a prophet because of any of the signs that he did. Why can't you say that? Shemamin al pia osos yish belibo dofi sheefsher sheyase haos belat v'chishuv. So the problem is like this: if you believe in a miracle, meaning if the basis for your belief in the individual's power, let's say, or whether he's a representative of God, is based on a miracle, the thing is that people can use sleight of hand, right? Sleight of hand is a way of conveying the image or the impression of actually pulling off a miracle, okay? So there's a danger, because if the miracle is what entices the person to believe in it, so then the thing is that it's possible that it wasn't really something supernatural, but rather it was a sleight of hand. So therefore their belief would be one that's rooted in something that could be corrupted. So not by Moshe. Ela kola oso she'asa Moshe b'midbar lefi yetzarach asam. But the problem is that we know that Moshe performed various miracles when he was leader of the Jewish people. So how do you jive that with the fact that they didn't believe him because of the miracles, right? So why did he do them? So lefi yetzarach asam, he did them out of necessity. So whenever Moshe performed some type of miracle in the desert, it wasn't because to verify his status as a prophet, but it was something because there was a certain need. For example, and lo lahavi ra'ah al nevuah, not to prove his status as a prophet, rather because there was a need. So what does that mean? So, for example, the Egyptians were chasing after the Jews. The Jews were trapped in front of the Red Sea. So what did Moshe do? He split the water to save the Jewish people or destroy the Egyptians. Right? There was a need for food. So what did Moshe do? He ensured that the man was brought down from the heavens. Samu bakal hanes evan. When the Jews were thirsty, he brought water from the rock, okay? Kafirbo ades Karach, when the Karach led the rebellion against the against Moshe's leadership and in a sense rebellion against God, Bala Osana Aretz, what happened? He caused, so to speak, the earth to open up and swallow them. Point is that every time there was a miracle that, so to speak, was performed by Moshe, it was not there, its purpose, its function was not to validate his position as a prophet. It was because there was a certain danger that the Jewish people were in, and Moshe was coming in to save the day. V'chein shar kol osos, and as well as all these other signs. But if that's true, then why did they believe in Nevuas Moshe? Okay, what was the basis for the belief in his prophecy? So the Rambam says, ubameh minubo. So what was it they believed in Moshe's prophecy? B'maiman har Sinai. So it was the Jews witnessing the event at Sinai, right? She'enenu ro'u v'lo zar. Because basically, we heard and saw what took place at Sinai. What took place at Sinai? Ha'esh v'akolos v'lapidim. So you had all this these special effects, the fires and the sounds, etc. V'hu nigash el ha'arafel. Moshe, we saw Moses go on the mountain and enter into this thick cloud-type thing. V'akol medabrei lov, and a voice spoke to him. V'anu shomim, and what we heard the voice say was, Moshe, Moshe, lech amor lehen kafakaf. We heard this voice tell Moshe, 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 go tell the Jewish people as follows. V'cheinu omer, panim v'panim, dibar Hashem yimachem. Right, that's what it means, that God spoke to Moshe face-to-face. V'nemar, lois avosinu, cross Hashem esabrisa zos. That's what it means, that it wasn't with the forefathers that God made this covenant, rather it was with Moshe, okay? So, all right, so what's the Rambam's, before we move on, what's the Rambam's, what's he hypothesizing here? Or what's his theory? He's saying that we saw Moshe at Sinai, meaning Bnei Yisrael at the time, saw Moshe at Sinai go up the mountain and then have this conversation, okay? And we heard the voice speak to Moshe. So we saw that whatever that voice was, it was not a natural voice, it was something supernatural. And Moshe was the recipient of the voice, and that's the basis for us believing in Moshe's status as being this unique Navi. So the Rambam then says, he says, so that's the basis for it. So he says, Uminayin shemayim ad har sina levado hi arayel nevoso, she emes, right? She'embo dofi. So how do we know? Now, I know there's something circular in this logic here, but how do we know that the event at Sinai is the proof to Moshe's nevuah? Okay? Shenemar hinei anochi boi lecha ba'av ha'anan, because it says in the Torah, right, that God says, I'm going to come to you in a in this cloud. Okay? Miklal shekodem davar zeh. So what's the implication from this pasuk? Before this, lo ha'emina bo netmanus. Right? Shehiyo medes olam. Right? They didn't believe in Moshe. They didn't have a belief in Moshe that was a forever belief. Ela netmanus sheish acharei hira makshava. Rather, a belief that could lead to corruption. So what does he mean? So for instance, by Az Yashir it says, vayaminu b'Hashem uv Moshe avdo. So there was an emuna. But the problem with a belief based on miracles is that miracles are very impressive. They overwhelm a person's like emotional framework, right? You're like, wow, that's amazing. But the problem is that that's not an intellectual move. A person to believe, to have that true belief in, let's say, the status of Moshe's nevuah, was because a person had to see Moshe, had to believe in Moshe's prophecy, right? Not in a way that necessarily was emotionally impressive. It had to be something that intellectually, the only conclusion they can come up with was that Moshe's nevuah was different. And why is that such an important idea? Because Moshe was a shaliach from Hashem, meaning Moshe was responsible for giving over the Torah. So that's the key point. In other words, since Moshe was going to give over the Torah, there could never be a doubt in his status as a Navi. Because if that were the case, then you would have a doubt in the authenticity of the Torah itself. That's why it's such a critical point. So now the Rambam says in Lacha Beis, Nimsu elu shesholech lahen, alright, heima idim al nivu aso shehi emes. Okay, v'enot sarach lasos lahen os acher. Okay, so what does that mean? So it literally means that these people, okay, that are coming to give prophecy, okay, they are witnesses of the prophecy, the original prophecy of Moshe as being the true prophecy. And they wouldn't have to do another os. Shehem, v'hu edim b'davar, k'shnei edim shiro davar echad, b'yachad. Right? They're just like two witnesses who saw something with other people. Shekol echamehen ad l'chavero, right? Shehol echamehen ad l'chavero, because each one's a witness to their friend. Shu omer emes, right? Because he says it's true. Vein echad mehen sarach l'havi raya l'chavero. And if we all witnessed it, we don't have to bring someone else together to say that they witnessed it as well. Kach Moshe Rabbeinu kol Yisrael edim lo achar maimon har Sinai. So all the Jews, after Moshe is established as this Navi par excellence, so all the people, all the Jews afterwards are witnesses because they saw this at Har Sinai. V'notzarech la'asos lahem os. After that point in time, Moshe would never have to perform a sign for them. Okay, so once Moshe Rabbeinu's status is consecrated at Sinai, the need to ever perform an os to prove that he's a prophet goes away. V'zeu sh'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tchilas nevuaso, be'esh nasan lo osos la'asos ha'mitzrayim, v'amar lo v'sham'u l'kolecha. So that's why God says to Moshe at the beginning of his shlichus, at the beginning in Parsha Shmos, when God sends Moshe to be his messenger, that they will listen to your voice. V'shamu l'kolecha. Okay? Yodea Moshe Rabbeinu, shemamin al piya osos, yesh bevavo dofi umahar mechashiv, v'haya nishmap in lelech. So when God says to Moshe, they'll listen to your voice, Moshe understood that if they heard my voice, meaning if they saw me, if they just heard me speak alone, why would they trust me, right? They would have doubt. Vayanishmat milelach v'almar v'hein lo yamidali. And that's why Moshe says back to God, they won't believe me. They'll have doubt. Ad sho dio kadosh baruch hu she'elu ha'osos ra'enu enon ela ad sheyatzu mimitzrayim. So until God explained to Moshe that the signs that Moshe was going to perform in Egypt, those would be good initial signs. But you're right. They wouldn't consecrate the faith necessary in Moshe to be the Shliach Hashem. The Achar Sheyatzu, but when they get out of Egypt, the Yamdu Al Harazeh, right, and they stand at Har Sinai, Yistalek Ahirur Shemaharin Acharecha, okay? Sh'ani Nosin Lach Kach Os Sheyedu Sh'ani Shlachticha Be'emes Mitchila V'l'yishar V'l'yimam Hirur. So what's going to happen? At Sinai, then your status as being the prophet will be consecrated. They'll no longer have any doubt about that status. And then looking back on all the osos you did before Sinai, they'd believe them to be true as well. There would never be a doubt about their authenticity. And thus Moshe set up as the Navi. V'husha kasav omer, and that's what the Torah says, v'zelecha os, this is the sign, ki anochi shlachticha, v'hotzias achas amim Yitzrayim, ta'avdun esalim al harzeh. That's what the Torah means when it says, God says, I sent you. And this will be the sign that I sent you when you take the Jews out of Egypt, when you worship God at this mountain. Okay? That's referring to Maimed Har Sinai. Nimsus Omer. Okay? So what do we see from this? Shekol Navi Sheyamon Achar Moshe Rabbeinu. Every prophet that stands up, meaning that comes forward after Moshe, Ein Anu Ma'aminim Bo Bipnei Ha'os Levado. We don't believe in the prophecy because of the sign that this new prophet performs. Kidei Shenemar Im Yase Os Nishmalo. That we went to the point we would say that we're listening to you because of the miracle you perform. Ela mibnei hamitzvah. I mean, it's a very important point the Rama makes. Ela mibnei hamitzvah shetziva Moshe b'Torah. The Amar im nasan os elav tishmaun. Rather, it is the fact that Moshe in the Torah, there's a commandment to listen to the prophet. So again, when a prophet comes along and performs the os and then delivers the message, when we listen to the prophet, we're not listening to the prophet because of the os alone. We're listening to the prophet because we're obligated to listen to the prophet because Moshe told us so. K'moshe tzivanu lachtoch adavar al pishnei edim. Just like we're supposed to listen to the testimony of two witnesses. Al pishnei yodin imheidu emes v'sheker. We don't know if the witnesses are telling the truth or not. Kach, but it's a mitzvah to listen to the edim. Kach mitzvah lishmo mizeh navi. Af pishnei anu yodin imeos emes v'kish v'lad. So too, it's a commandment, it's a mitzvah to listen to the Navi, even if we don't know if the sign he performs is true or not, okay? And that's why the Rambam what the Rambam is saying is that when Moshe's status was set up at Har Sinai, so now his status as a prophet was different than every other prophet, okay? Because every other prophet that comes after Moshe, the only reason why you're listening to them is because of Moshe's unique prophecy. And his prophecy was one where at Sinai, we heard God speak to him. That never happened by any other prophet. So because we witnessed that, our conclusion about the veracity of his prophecy is different than every other prophet. Okay, that's it, or he's set apart from every other prophet. So that's why, in Halacha Gimel, what's the inverse of what he said at the end of Halacha Beis? Lefikach im amar navi v'asa osos mofsim gedolim. Let's say a prophet comes along and does tremendous miracles. Uvikesh lahachish nivuasa shemosh rabbeinu, but what is his prophecy, or what does he try to tell us? To contradict any of Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy, ain't shomelo. Then you can't listen to him. Okay? V'anu yodim bebir sheosana osos belavaki shifu hein. And then we know for sure that all the signs that he did were done by sleight of hand. Okay, so again, what's the guarantee to know that if a prophet comes along and does signs and wonders that we can't listen to him? For one, if the prophecy he gives is challenging the prophecy of Moshe himself, he tries to contradict Moshe's prophecy, then he's out. Why? Because we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu not because of the wonders he performed, because if we did, then it's just a question of Moshe's miracles against this other guy's miracles, and then that's a loss. Ela be'inenu, he's emphasizing this. Ela be'inenu ra'inuha uvozinu shma'una, right? K'moshe shamahu, right? We heard and saw it. So we witnessed it. So therefore, our witnessing of what took place by Moshe makes a difference than witnessing what a miracle might be, what a sign performed by a regular Navi. Ha, luma davar dome. So what's this like? Le'edim she'idu la'adam al davar shara be'enav. Right? So it's like two witnesses who witnessed something that, who witnessed something versus someone who saw with his own eyes. She'eno kamo shara she'eno shomei lahen alu de'bavadei she'en edei sheker. So if I saw something with my own eyes, and witnesses claim they saw something, my own personal testimony, meaning what I saw with my own eyes, is more valid. Levikach amra Torah she'im ba osa mofes lo tishmel divrei Navi Yehu. That's why we can't trust the Navi who comes with this osa mofes to challenge Moshe. Shereizeh ba ilachav osa mofes lahachish masher isamei nechav, because he's coming with the sign with, to challenge what you actually saw with your own eyes. The whole of inadu ma'aminu b'mofes amesha. We only believe in the sign because b'midi ha-mitzvos shet sivana Moshe. Heyech dekabam ozeh shebala hachash nivuasal shemoshe trina v'shamano. So we're going to run into a contradiction. Because how could it be that we would accept the sign of a prophet who is challenging the prophecy or the status of Moshe, when the very obligation to listen to, the very consideration of listening to the prophet comes because of what Moshe commanded us? So we'd be stuck in a loop